As you must have heard me say often, let's see verse 30. As you must have heard me say often, one of the fundamental graces we have needed, and much more in these last days, is the grace of the interpreter. See, the potentials of seasons will be locked up in them until men engraced by God to bring perspective arrive on the scene. Because many of the things that we see, the ways of God is different from the ways of man. So you will need interpreter on the days that God begins to move in our midst for us to understand what he's doing. An average believer that is not interested in the eternal dimensions of God's operation will not give himself to understanding matters that is beyond manifestation. You see, they will be locked up in events. They will be locked up in reactions. They will be locked up in manifestation. They will not bother to find out what is the support cast that is behind what we are seeing in the natural. Are you with me? So when you see somebody like Jesus and he manifests on the scene and he will come and tell Peter, I'm going to die. Peter will say, you will not die. On that day, Peter has become Satan. You see, but an average person like Peter will think that the dying of Jesus is the end. He won't know that the testimony of death in the context of Jesus is the testimony of glory. So it is not possible for him to attain the plane where he will be able to execute the important dimension, the crucial dimensions of his ministry, except he is subject to that kind of death, the death of the cross. So it's only when he is ferried to that place that it is possible for him to live the days that is found in the heart of God. That all the things that he did before then is mere preparation for us to enter into the seasons that is in the heart of God. There is something eternal that is in his heart. There is something that is seeking for expression. And until that man, Jesus, is subject to death, the death of the cross, we will look for that day and we will never see it. So irrespective of the things that we saw, a day will come when he has to be subject. And when some of those days was approaching, he said, if it is possible, let this cup pass over. Let this cup pass over. He came and told Peter, when Peter by the Holy Ghost identified that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, he said, you are not going to die. You are not going to die. Jesus said, Satan, go deep behind me. Because as of then, all that is happening is for him to be prevented from another layer of fulfillment of destiny. But if you are there on that day, you will say, Jesus is dying, it's over. Even up until Jesus died, even when he died, even on the day of his resurrection, two guys were on the way to Emmaus. And when they were on the way to Emmaus, the scripture said, Jesus joined himself to them. I was asking them, he said, don't you know, are you the only one in Jerusalem that have not heard about Jesus? That he was a great prophet. That we suppose that he is the one that will save his people, but he died. They didn't know that the salvation we are talking about is not in the things that is natural. You see, Jesus went where the problem is and brought salvation there. And then came out like a king. But men thought his kingdom and ministry is just in the things that is natural and in the mundane. You see, on that day, you need interpretation. You need interpretation to know that what we think is the wrong thing happening is an orchestration that is in the spirit. When those guys was locked up in the upper room praying and waiting for the Holy Ghost to be poured forth, they did not understand the extent of what God had in mind. They know that God wants to move. Are you with me? They know that God wants to move, but they don't understand the extent to which God wants to move. It took the Holy Ghost coming on the day of Pentecost for Peter to stand and begin to give interpretation. Even the outsiders began to give perspective to what was happening. Peter said many things. And then he came to verse 30. He said, therefore, being a prophet, this is talking about David, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. This is the Game of Thrones. You will just think people are drunk in the Holy Ghost, that the power is moving this one. But in the spirit, what is happening is Game of Thrones are in contention. New princes have been released by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to stand and recover the territories and lands that has been conceded to the enemy. And the forces, the capacity, the equipment that it takes to bring to pass those things that is in the heart of God can only be released if Jesus sits. So Peter, understanding what was happening, have to bring them in to what is happening in the spirit, so that their mind will be reshaped by that perspective. Thrones are in contention, and God have decided that he must extend his kingdom, that his days must come. And then the men that gathered in the upper room became victims of the desires of the one that sits upon the throne. They became victims of council session that is in the throne of heaven. They became victims of court sessions in heaven. They were in the upper room gathered, but they don't know that they are victims. Victims of decisions that took place beyond them. And when they were through, they released the Holy Ghost. They released a sound. The sound is a proclamation of the decisions that has been made in the upper room. And when he came, what left heaven was a sound like a rushing mighty wind. But when he came on them, he came like empowerment. He came like cloven tongues of fire. Give me a little sound. Hey, is it E flat? Verse 30, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that the soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus. Turn to your neighbor, say, this Jesus. I didn't hear you. Say, this Jesus. This Jesus. I am here because my eyes saw this Jesus. I know many of you want to see Jesus in the days of his flesh, but it's not too useful to you. The Jesus we talk about, the Jesus that have the capacity to lead us to the path of becoming whom we are supposed to be, whom we are ordained to be, is this Jesus. The Jesus that his days was counted after resurrection. The resurrected Christ. That is this Jesus we speak about. That is the Jesus that have what you need. The Jesus before resurrection give you miracle, give you fish. But the Jesus after resurrection brings you to his experience. Is that same Jesus? Amen. Subakatia. Left front. This Jesus had God raised up. We are all witnesses. therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. See, listen. The outpouring of the Spirit is territory specific. You see, the anointing of the Holy Spirit has a purpose, has a target. The empowerment of God is to an end, is to this end. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. You see, the fundamental motivating factor that is behind a man that is able to enter into all the things, the empowerment that you need to execute the days of God in your life, is dependent on how much he has entered into this understanding that his life is not his own. That what is happening now is that God, through the office of the Christ, is still manipulating his life to achieve this end. Are you seeing it? The Lord said to my Lord, why not show me the source code in the book of Psalm chapter 110? The Lord said to my Lord. So when a man carries the weight of the glory of God, of an empowerment from heaven, it's not about that man. It's because there is a kingdom to advance. It's because there is a territory to conquer. And you will not be able to achieve that until an empowerment comes upon your life. So for every empowerment, there is a territory in view. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. It was then that we realized that we are implicated by the promise that the Father gave the Son. He said, sit until I. And we began to ask, how did God intend to achieve this? We began to read the scripture and understood in the book of Ephesians that the church has become that organ. When he said, I will make thy enemies thy footstool, we were waiting for Jesus to appear again. What we saw was the Holy Ghost enter the upper room. And then Peter that was timid, suddenly received a baptism of fire. He stood before this man and said, the same Jesus you crucified is now the Lord and the Christ. The same one that I say, you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself until an avalanche comes from heaven. Something that has the capacity to overwhelm everything you are in the flesh. When men look at you, you will be something different, entirely different from what they see in the natural. I say, you don't know yourself. You need another upper room encounter. When the day of Pentecost is fully come, it became obvious that there are territories that is implicated in the move of God, and God need to enter there. And then he has looked and he saw that Joshua has tarried. When he tarried there, anytime a man tarries, then a territory is implicated, because an empowerment will come from heaven, such that that territory will be annexed to the kingdom. And God will stretch his hands and began to conquer the lands that has been ceded to the enemy.
possible for us to be able to live the days that God has ordained for us if we are not brought to measures of encounter that have the capacity to empower us into what God has intended for our lives. Every great man in the kingdom is an embodiment of encounters that have the capacity to forge convictions inside them. You see, I realized that many of the challenges that Peter had was not because he didn't believe in Jesus. The days of his floundering is not because he wanted to, but because there are layers of encounter that he has not been exposed to. When he began to see those things in God, when the day of Pentecost came, forever in the life of Peter, the matters concerning the kingdom were settled. It was no more debatable whether he is willing to engage the journey or not, because what happened there and then is something that is beyond doubt. His whole being was shaken, and it became obvious that he has been transfigured into another being. Encounters. Many years ago, I was fasting for 9 days. I fasted the first day, second day, I think on the third day. I didn't stop. On the third day, I think around 7 p.m. Suddenly, I noticed that as I stretched my hands and I was praying, stretched my hands around 7, 8 p.m. I was in my father's church that time. Suddenly, it seemed as if they took the two of my hands and plugged it into, not electricity, they plugged it into high tension. I thought I would die. You know, before then, I've heard Benihin say that the power of God can come so much that we say, Lord, it's too much. I said, this thing, this man is saying, he's joking. I will never say it's too much. You have not seen anything. It seemed as if they took my... I was dying. But yet, the determination inside of me refused to give up. My brother, I ran away that day. It is that day I realized I didn't have the capacity to carry the days that is coming. So all my expending of spiritual exercises was tailored towards increasing my capacity. I came out from that place and I knew that God is forging me into a being of power. A being of power. See, this thing is not just by confession. If you confess, enter into the encounter. A being of power. So that everything inside of you will be molded into power. Into power. Even the angels that walk with you are beings of power. Beings of power. Such that sometimes, when they appear to you, when they appear to you in the glory of their shining, you will not be able to stand their presence. You will not. And sometimes when some of us stand to minister, as we are moving, they will be moving with us. As we are moving, they will be moving with us. And then they will suffocate everywhere with a dimension of God that you have never seen before. It took an encounter. When I came out from that place, I noticed that if I go to anything I say in meetings, people will be falling. I said, what is this? I went to another fasting. After fasting, I was crying, and suddenly I noticed as if they took a bucket. It seemed as if I can't measure the container, and it was filled with fire, and they took it, came and began to pour it on me. When they pour it doesn't touch my skin. It seemed as if when they pour it doesn't touch physically. It seemed as if they are pouring it inside of you. They were pouring it inside of me, pouring it. It seemed as if I will blow up. The fire was so much that I used physical water to dab the fire, and the water became warm. I know, don't believe this. I'm just telling you so that you know the things that is possible. Fire. From that day, if I say fire, I know fire. It is on those days I encountered the ministry of the seraphs. Huh? The men that carry the coals of fire. my life, any time that kind of encounter comes in your life, then there is a territory that is indicted. There is a territory that has become a victim. Are you getting the point? That is what is happening on the day of Pentecost. In heaven, they said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down until I make thy enemies thy footstool. As long as that was the policy direction in heaven, that was the utterance in heaven. The people in the upper room became victims of what was decided in heaven. And what other way do we need to achieve this means? Send an empowerment that is beyond measure on these men that have tarried and waited, that something will come upon them. That something will come. Something will come. And don't ever think you are young. It's deception. I did a study. I found out that John the Beloved was a teenager in these days. That was why the scripture said that some of you will be alive till I come back the second time. And everybody was looking at John. It was not just because he's close to Jesus. It was because he's very young. He was a teenager. So if you're a teenager here, get ready to carry fire. If you're in secondary school, you are well positioned. If you're in the university, every university in this territory is implicated in what is happening now. Cargoes of fire. We enter the campus, principalities that is hiding our students. They enter the classroom. You will think they are your mates. This man just came from the upper room. They just had an upper room encounter. They carried it like that and entered lecture rooms. After some time, you will hear testimonies. These men that turned the city upside down. These men. If they enter their room, everybody baptized in the Holy Ghost fire. Entered everywhere, fire, revival fire everywhere, revival fire. You need to do it, because the person that will be the head of the lesbian court need to encounter fire first. If she encounters fire, there won't be need for the other one. The person that will be leader of that court is still in first year, is still in second year. He needs to encounter the fire. Who is going to carry the fire? Who will bring the fire to campuses? You don't know how many businessmen are in court here. Not because they are looking for money, but because they are looking for protection. It's fire. If you are clothed with fire so much that what started happening is kill and dry. How many of you have seen that rat poison that is called kill and dry? It's not just kill and dry. You won't hear the smell. If the first person that touched you suddenly realized it's high tension, the thing killed and dried. Second person kill and dry. People will come and submit to you for mentorship, submit for discipleship. There are people that will never, probably never come here, but they will be exposed to the weight of what you carry in the spirit. Things are happening in the spirit. There are three people. What is happening now is that God is changing. What I saw is like an engine, a generating set. The best way I can explain it is, have you tried to use I pass my neighbor to iron your clothes? What will happen to it? It will off, it will die. That means even though you have generator, the capacity is small. A new consignment, a new set, a new generating set is being brought to be installed. Men of large hearts. See, there is one man that is equal to a nation. You can go and ask men like Moses. God came and told Moses, just stay, I will use you to start another nation and clear all the Israelites. As far as God is concerned, Moses is equal to one nation. There are men, don't allow them to kneel on their knees. They are territorial intercessors. When they cry to God, things begin to shift in the territory. Their capacity in the spirit is enlarged. Their cries pierce the courtrooms in heaven like a thunder. You don't know where Elijah is speaking from. Answer me, oh God, answer me. By fire, answer me. Elijah is speaking from his altar. He said, before the Lord God, whom I stand, there shall neither be rain nor dew. He's a territorial intercessor. He's a man that has power. He knows what he can call forth in a moment. All the nation gathered on one side. Elijah is standing on the other side. And when he spoke, it was the whole nation that came on their knees. What can God make out of you? What will you become if fire comes on you? What will you turn into if heavenly empowerment lands on your life?
That was gathered in the upper room. After the first day, they reduced to 400. After some time, they reduced to 350. After some time, they reduced to 300. After some time, they reduced to 200. After some time, they reduced to 150. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. And when he came, he said, where is the remaining 380? We are there. He said, meanwhile, we are not limited by number. What can you carry? What can you carry? What can you carry? What can you carry? O ye daughter of Zion, what can you carry? What can you carry? What can you carry? As an intercessor, territorial intercessor, how many nations can you disciple on your knees? Nations are discipled on the knees, not just with mouths, on the knees. Nations.
na na. When you are here, 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 when you are Thank you. you are listening to us online, there is a mighty move of God visiting you. Your family is implicated by this anointing. Your business, your school, your campus, your friends. There is somebody listening to me online. As I speak, in the next 30 seconds, the angel of the Lord will pass and touch you. And when he touches you, he will activate a new oppression in your life. The power of God is coming on someone. In fact, that person, the person I'm talking about, you are watching me, listening to me, you are watching me, and you are lying on a bed. I can literally see the bed. The power of God will come on you so much now as I speak. It's an empowerment service. Listen. Listen to me. Wherever you are, pay attention now. If you can stand, just stand. These two people now, they will take this oil and pass near you. Just dip your hand in it and hold it. I will tell you what to do with it. Continue praying in tongues. Just dip your hand, hold it. Start from that side quickly. Start from this side quickly. Bring her forward. Anybody that goes under power, I need ushers. Stand up if you can. God have entered. Much angels.
When you are here.
Pray, hold that anointing on you. Pray in the next 1 minute. When you pray in the next 1 minute, just take it and put on your head. Activations, empowerment, anointings, equipment. Pay attention, don't be distracted, somebody. Hey, don't be distracted, my friend.
It's coming.
Put it on your head now. Put it on your head. Yes. Holy Ghost.
When you are here.
It's fire everywhere now. Somebody is distracted. Pay attention. The anointing is activated. At the count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
Blow like a mighty wind. Close your eyes. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Yes, that's it.
Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Stop praying. If you're a lady, stop praying. Take your right hand, put on your tongue. God is about to release fresh anointing. Activations. Release. Things will break out and break forth and break loose. At the count of 12. At the count of 12, he's coming. If I say one, you shout fire if you are a lady. He's coming. Ladies, are you with me? If I say one, you shout fire. One. Yes, that's it. Two. Yes, that's it. Three. If I say 12, shout fire at the top of your voice. There are 7 of you yet to be implicated by the anointing. 12! Take it. Take the fire.
Spirit,
at the count of 3, the power of God comes on you. One, two, three. Turn the fire. Turn the fire. Turn the fire. Turn the fire. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming. Turn the fire. 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 Fire.
Let the power be with your wings. Spirit, blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, power be with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a rushing wind. Spirit of victory, power be with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Ah.
Guy for me.
Spirit of victory.
The one on yellow.
Come on, be with your wings. Spirit, blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Come on, be with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty
wind. Suffer.
Spirit of victory. Father, be with you. Oh.
Call the spirit of grace and supplication. the spirit of prayer, it will seem as if you are literally possessed. You won't know when the hours is passing. At the count of three, such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. 1, 2, 3. Take! If you are struggling with your prayer life, fire is coming on it now. Fire is coming on your altar. Fire. There is one young man I'm still looking for. Come here, lift your hands. Fatia Sosa, Fatia Sosa, Fatia Feleoko, Fatia Beleho. Many of you are already healed. So if you notice you were healed during the course of the ministration, come and form a line here. Come and stand here. There is a young man I'm seeing. If you are a young man, lift your. There is a young man I'm looking for. Help me, Holy Ghost, and find the young man. If you notice that God has healed you, just come and form a line. Meanwhile, I'm about to pray for the sick now. Help me and find the young man. Help me, help me, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. Help me, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. From heaven, from heaven, from heaven, from heaven. If you are listening to me online, just take your hand and put at that part of your body. If you have somebody that is sick, that is not here, and you have any point of contact, hold it. All you need to do is to take it, go to the person and pray for the person with it. If you are sick here at any part of your body, just take your hand and put at that part of your body, or take it and put on your head. Be fast, be quick, be fast about it. If you are hearing or watching us online, the same thing. In the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of infirmity. I command you to leave now. In the name of Jesus. I command creative miracles to take place. Every missing part of your body. Some of them have gone bad. They will be replaced now. In the name of Jesus. The miracle of replacement. Creative miracles. Missing limbs. Missing tooth. Missing organs. There is even somebody that is hoping that a part of his or her body will be fully developed. It is a creative miracle. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. I command every spirit of infirmity to leave now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pain, go. Arthritis, go. Anybody that any spirit of death is manipulating and following, we bind that spirit. We cast it away now. We cast it away now. We cast it away now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command healing to come now. Healing. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. God is healing people now already. There are two people that the healing anointing is coming on. Even as I'm praying. As I'm praying for the sick, the healing anointing is being activated. The healing anointing. 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 Two, 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 two. Two. We are the Holy Ghost. Two, two, two. Two, two, two. The healing anointing. Two people. Two people. Two people. It's a sign. It's a sign. Listen. Come and take the mic and stand here. If you notice that God has healed you, check your body. Check your body. There is healing. Check your body. Quickly, quickly. Just let the line, follow this line. Be fast. I will just take. You know, the way to keep your healing is to testify. And if you testify, your faith increases. And not just your faith, the faith of the people who are hearing you and watching. So it also increases. I was at Enugu recently, and a young man doesn't believe what is happening. Until we prayed for the first set, prayed for the second set. Who was there? Nobody is there. It was when I was praying for the third set, the young man came. And he said he doesn't believe in this healing thing. He's born again, but he doesn't believe in it. I mean, not as if he doesn't believe in healing, but he doesn't feel that issue. He doesn't know it's real. He's just saying it, they're just saying it, healing and all that, but he doesn't know, he has not seen it. He said now he knows that the miraculous is real. Check yourself, check yourself. Check yourself. That sharp pain is leaving now in the name of Jesus. His sharp pain lives in the name of Jesus Christ. My God. My God. Let's find out from her. What happened? Okay, say.
I've been having pain of my latissimus dorsi and serratus anterior. As immediately you pray, the pain just left me.
Serratus anterior. I know that pain. It's a very painful pain. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? Let's hear from me. What happened?
While we were praying, my right shoulder started paining. While we were praying, my right shoulder started paining me. And when we started praying, I didn't feel it again. And the other one, I've been having back pain.
Small boy like you. What is pain doing in your body?
They said I should take drugs because I used to do hard work. I said I will not take any drugs and I believe that God will heal me.
Has he healed you?
Yes.
I have been. Let me see. Touch your toe. Touch your toe. Somebody clap for Jesus. Obachukwu, you are not clapping, my friend. There is a guy at the back. He's clapping like, wait. The guy is clapping like Americans. We are not Americans here. Look at the way. Wait, let me show you. Look at the way the guy is clapping. If you are the person, you think you are the person, then you are the person. Look at the way he's clapping. Incredible God, you are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God, you are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God. Permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Hallelujah. I've had this pain on this leg for so many years now.
How many years? Like, how many years? We need to know.
It has been long. It has been fixed.
Like, is it 5 years or 10 years?
More than 5 years, but not up to 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the pain comes and goes, comes and goes. It is now pain.
Huh. Then it's a spirit. It has gone in the name of Jesus. So, what happened?
When you are praying, I need that
you
see if the pain is still there.
Right.
But I couldn't find it again.
Oh yeah, do it again. Wait, wait. Don't rejoice. Let's see. Do it like this. Let's clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Touch this lady.
You are incredible God. Incredible God.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Incredible.
Hallelujah. Huh. You see, I've not seen this face before, so she can't be. Maybe if he's a gochku, he will say he likes me. So he will come and encourage me. Sometimes he wants to encourage me now. But this. So if he's true, then it must be true. So let's find out what happened. Since when? The pain. On 13th of this month. Okay. Uh-huh.
So I've been praying about it and it didn't work. As of today, it was very bad when I went to work.
Hmm.
I could barely sleep.
Hmm.
But when I came in here, while the prayer was I felt the pain. I could literally do things that didn't work.
Do it, let's see. Ah! Clap for Jesus! Oh!
Specialist.
You are standing like that!
You are seated in heaven. You make me at your feet. You are incredible, God. You are incredible, God. Incredible, God. Incredible, God. You are incredible, God.
Sing with me.
You are incredible, God. Incredible, God. Incredible, God.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Come. The Lord that healed you will make you whole. What happened?
I knew 6 years.
Somebody clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus.
You are not clapping.
Hey. Anytime I call, Lord, you answer.
There's somebody here that is not clapping. Wait.
Anytime I knock, Lord,
clap, you clap, clap.
You are seated in heaven.
You made the earth your footstool. You are incredible God. Harry, you need to go for voice training.
You are incredible.
Incredible God. Incredible God. You are incredible God.
Incredible God.
Let's hear the testimony. 6 years
ago,
Are you hearing what he has been booked for? So, just like the guy I met at Enugu, the guy said he had a hole in his teeth and he is preparing to go to the dentist for surgery. And then when God started moving, it's not just that God healed him, the hole was filled with new teeth matter. You know, it's not just, you know, that one is creative. It's not just pain left and all that. No hole and then hole, something entered in 10 seconds.
Impossibility.
How many people have you healed? Raise your hand.
You are seated in heaven. You make the earth your footstool. You are incredible.
Let's hear it.
Most times, whenever they say you have any sickness,
See, let me tell you, sometimes there is need for faith, but your faith is not needed. Lift your hands with me. Say, God, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Go beyond my faith. Go beyond my expectation. If God continues to wait for you to measure up, you might not get there on time. Pray for 30 seconds. You need God's mercy. You need God's mercy, my friend. The blind Bartimaeus said, show me mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy. In Jesus' name. The people following me online, somebody has a sharp pain on the shoulder. Sharp pain on the shoulder. The pain has left. Record it. Where is God's love? Find out the person online. Find out the person. Either on the video stream or on the audio stream. Find out quickly. So what happened? Okay. Have you gone to the hospital at all to check this thing before?
Yes, I've gone before.
You know what you do? You will go again to check. Bring the result. I will be waiting. That's how. Where is Jidechukwu? The mother that came. You know, we didn't have time to check. She went back. You know, we said she came and gave testimony. She's healed and all that. She went back and brought doctor's report. They brought the picture and sent to me. There is water that is accumulated in forgotten the side of her body, around her lungs. The whole thing cleared. Everything. The doctors were looking for what they saw before. So they confirmed it with medical report. So what can you not do before that you can do now?
If I want to, I shout.
Oh, yeah, stand and shout, shout. And you are standing like that. You are standing. No, you are standing. Do like this, you are. Do like that. Yes. In Jesus' name. It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Come closer. Hear that. Come.
Listen, listen. Who is this young man? I don't think I know you. There is a calling on his life. It's not enough to have calling. It's more important to know what you need to do about it. If not, you waste it. Before you know what is happening, you will be 35 years. And the days that you need to build capacity in your calling will while away. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you so that God will begin to take you serious? Take note of what will be happening after. God will begin to take you serious after now. Take note of what will be happening in your life after now. Huh? Super. What happened?
I have
you had.
I had pain all over my body. My hands were failing me. My neck now
failing.
My
legs. What is pain looking for in my daughter's body? The pain is not afraid. So what happened? Somebody clap for Jesus.
Incredible God. Incredible God.
Come to the front. Come, come. That guy, you know they clap. Oh. It is no be me. Oh. Now you know. Why you know one clap for Jesus? Now like this you day. Participate in this thing. You don't know how it will be happening. God will just touch you. You just go back and see yourself doing the same thing. This is how all of us learn to. We are watching people doing it and we are happy, clapping, saying amen. All of a sudden we find out we can do it. All these ladies here, I need ladies that are miracle workers. So what now happened?
So as he told us to clap, I noticed that his head is reduced. Yet it was very, very good. So
At least
my head
was my head. Hi. Oh, wow. People are waiting for. It's more than two, but two more. Run out quickly. Run out. What happened?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I used to have a very bad ulcer pain.
Hmm.
So I've had it for a while, but in the service, the pain just scratched me. Are you still there?
I like that question. Meanwhile, I need to tell you that the husband, Dr. Nosso Sakwe, is one of our ardent. In fact, I went to Lagos, the man almost poured me inside cup and drank. I said, what is this? Is the man that sent his wife here all the way from Lagos? He said, come and collect fire. You see, if you have been praying for fire, stop praying, just come here. If you have been praying, so your brother should be on fire. No. Your prayer is whatever you want to do, oh God, bring the person here. It's over. Prayer answered. So what now happened? Now, wow, she's searching for the pain. Okay, let's go.
I used to have this knee pain.
Only you having all this? Say after me, the devil. He's a wicked devil. Say after me again, the devil. It's a wicked devil. Anthony, it be like you don't know.
So, although I didn't have the pain, I didn't feel the knee pain, but when you prayed and you said every try, my leg became free, like very weightless.
So that means it's a demon of arthritis that entered there. What we notice is that it will continue to grow. You will now say, over the years, my leg is getting weaker. Over the years, it's getting weaker. It has been there. When these things enter, you notice, let me tell you the secret. I think Victor has even taught you people. If you are feeling small headache, deal with it. That time is very small. You remove it. When the thing grows, it becomes hard. You will need extra help. So what now happened?
Like it's not my leg.
That means it seems as if something was there, yes. That hand left,
yes.
That made your body feel lighter than it was. I say, clap for Jesus.
Incredible God.
One more, okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Although this one I want to say happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I went to Lagos for 2 weeks. My intention was to spend 1 week. But as a lady, I don't know how to express myself. You know when they say a lady is looking for something for 7 months? So I went to the hospital and I told them, okay, I need to come back. And they said they cannot help me if I cannot elongate my stay. I said, okay. So they gave me some drugs. The first part finished. I took the second part. So we're expecting, they told me, okay, when you take this drug, what you're looking for will come out within 7 days. We didn't see. So I went back to report. They told me continue for another 3 days. When I got home, I told my husband that I cannot take this. That in fact I'm tired. I can't buy another pack. He said, don't worry, just buy. So I just took two things.
I'm 100% sure your husband is listening now. I'm sure. Continue.
I took two tablets and I did not come. It was supposed to be 2 TDS. So I did not complete the dose. Yesterday, I came back from Lagos yesterday. I dropped my bag and I said I'll be here. So mainly I came here when praying. Once I led the prayer, I threw my hand on my stomach and I shouted, power!
Let me tell you. Did you hear what he said? He said he's one sister. He's not one sister. See, let me tell you. Men are in sizes. Just try, try. Fire will burn you. Me that is living with people is warning you. Forget what you are seeing outside. That thing is a manifestation of a dimension of grace that is called deliverance anointing. It's not everybody that has the healing anointing that has deliverance anointing. They are not exactly the same. Your healing anointing will be very corrosive if you also have deliverance anointing joined, because majority of sicknesses is caused as a result of demonic presence. So you are calling it sickness or some disturbance, it's a demonic activity. As soon as you said power, what now happened?
Immediately I said power, that was just it. I didn't put my mind. But as soon as I gone home, because when I came back, I didn't when I just dropped my bag, I was like, okay, let me just keep. No, I'm healed. What would be looking for?
Clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus.
Anytime I call the Lord, you answer. Any door I knock, Lord, you open. You are seated in heaven. You made the earth your footstool. Incredible God.
I will take it higher than you are.
You are incredible God.
We curse the spirit of pride in the name of Jesus. We curse. My God, there no so far. Pray in 30 seconds. There is something happening. Calm down first. Let's expose Satan. What is the connection between head and stomach? You are a medical person. You and your brother, come and explain. If something is paining you here, does it affect you? In biology, there is no connection. But there is another one. There is in a plane, there is connection between here and here. So demons can move. Some of you are not even intelligent. They will knock your head. Move from your head. Go to your waist. Move from your waist. Go here. They are just using you for testing. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses will not use me for testing ground. Some of you, the way we know that new infection and sickness has appeared is through you. Whether you are listening to me online or anywhere, anytime you are the one. You know, they say there is a season of cough, there is a season of this one, you know, and all that. You are the one we used to know that the season have arrived. You have not seen such people. If you are in a family, they will catch it first and come and share to others. It will no more happening. So what happened now?
As we are praying, the sicknesses started. So as I stood, I closed my eyes. And at a point, something like an oil, it's fire, was just poured on my head.
See, sometimes, wait, you need to describe how you are healed. What now happened?
So it started flowing down. That's when I fell down. I was holding my head. It entered the hand. So when I was down here, it started entering. And it was like inside my head, something was clear.
It seems as if they are cleaning your head, removing some things. See, this is the anatomy of miracle. This thing doesn't it look like anatomy? He said he moved around, then came to the core, then removed something. This looks like what a neurosurgeon will do. There is a neurosurgeon in heaven. So what now happened after then?
My stomach. That was when we were asking us to check ourselves. Then I started feeling the very most of the oil was still flowing down.
So the oil started from the head. Flow down. Listen. This is the kind of healing oil you need. It comes on your head and begin to deal with everything. Finish with head, come to stomach, finish with stomach, come here and deal with everything that is wrong with your system. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Extraordinary strategies. Impossibility specialist.
What happened? Clap for Jesus. Clap. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, it's not just healing you receive here, there is deliverance too. You are the one I'm looking for. I almost called for that last person. Let's find out. Find out from her first. There is deliverance oil here. Deliverance. Enua, I can feel it on my head as if like a crown that is burning. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Deliverance oil. The oil we touch a few people. Deliverance oil. Deliverance oil. Deliverance oil. So Fenateka. Faradas Kufa. Faradash, Finia Kate, Finia Shakota Kabalia. Yes. Bring that person. Bring him. Bring him. Fata. One more person. Fata. Bone stronger. You can't resist. This oil is very strong and thick. You can't resist it. Let it move like wildfire. Like wildfire. Bring them out. Bring them quickly. Let me pray for them. Close your eyes. Your ear is still moving. It's still moving. It seems as if he has a life. He has a life and it's moving. There is somebody. It's moving in your system. It's moving. The anointing is still moving. Somebody, you are being tormented. What you are tormented with is in the family. It's running in the family. I break you free now. By fire. Holy Ghost. Bring him out. Break every chance of delay. I see many things, many people, that there are many things that is due you in your life. Chance of delay. That's what God is doing. Lift up your hands. In the next coming weeks and months, you will see a proof of what I'm telling you. Chance of delay. You will see now, if I count to seven, delay is a spirit, delay is a demon. Delay, this one I'm talking about is a spirit. You are not in process. This one is caused by a demon. Something, bring that young man out. Delay is a spirit. At the count of seven, you will see that spirit will cry out. It will come and many people will be free now. One, Holy Ghost. Two, Holy Ghost. Three, Holy Ghost. I bind that spirit. I break your hold now, by fire. Four. Five. Six. Seven. The oil you are getting stronger. The oil of deliverance is coming. It's coming. Holy Ghost. Like fire, it's coming. Stronger. Delay. Break. By fire. Break now. The fire is everywhere now. Bring them out. The fire is everywhere. It's everywhere. Bring them out. Bring that lady out. Be fast. The fire is everywhere. Yokes of delay is being broken. I see the chains falling. Jesus. Jesus. That anointing will come on two more people strong. The Lord is interested in your matter now. We are the two people. We are the two people. Bring out. I break every chain of you. Delay in your life. Every yoke of delay is broken. Somebody here, your father is sick and God wants to visit your father and bring healing. This person I'm talking about, make sure you bring back this testimony. Don't come and think it's because of hospital or drug that healed your father. As I'm speaking now, whether you are watching me online or physically, leave them here. This is Holy Ghost zone. There is a work going on their life. Let's hear her.
When I got back home yesterday after the prayers, I came here yesterday, and my prayer life has not been encouraging for a while. So yesterday when I got home, normally I just sleep like what I don't know. I wake up in the morning so angry. But yesterday I was able to wake up in the night. Though I didn't pray for long like I used to, but I prayed. So as a result of yesterday's deposit, God did. So when I came today, at work today, I was not just feeling myself, especially at my back region, I was feeling this hotness of the back. So I see there is this huge weight at my back. So I decided I won't come for prayers today. Let me just go home and rest. But it happened that, I don't know, involuntarily, I told my friend that there will be a closing of their 50-day prayer today. I invited her. She was so excited about the invitation. Her excitement gingered me to come. I decided I would come, but when I invited her, she said she was going to come, but she does not know the way. I said, stop. So we decided to come, and to God be the glory. When the testimonies was going on,
where is the person?
She was the one that gave testimony.
Imagine. Her excitement got located that quickly.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So, to God be the glory. When the testimonies was going on, I was still feeling the pain. It was so hot, so heavy, and so hot at my back region. But
is the pain still there now?
No, when the second to the last guy gave a testimony about the stomach upset, the stomach pain and brain pain, immediately my neck. Yes, my neck.
I've taught you people that. Wait. There are cases that is sensitive to the same kind of anointing, because it's the same kind, a group of spirits. You know, cells are in groups. Is it not true? Where is my? Let me. Cells are in group, Abi. That means there are many. The same kind of cells works around the eyes. What I'm trying to tell you is that the same kind of spirit work around the same kind of sickness. So when an anointing that is sensitive to one cell, even though it's not in the cornea but is in the eye, once that anointing comes, it can deal with sicknesses that is caused by the same kind of spirit. So when that's why you need to be sensitive when we are doing things. They can be talking about somebody and you are having an issue that is sensitive to the same kind of anointing. It will just work. If you are sensitive, it will just touch you. That means the anointing is present. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive fire. You need fire. You need fire. You need fire. Should I give us more fire? At the count of three. One, two, three. Take. Wait. Have you finished your... Say it's 1 month extra. March. You are finished. Small time now. You will marry. Small time now. You forget you used to pray like this. Ask God for a fire that will not die. Okay, what happened? I hope you don't have testimony. It's over. Our testimony has ended. Send your own online. We have record of these testimonies, right? Okay, what happened?
I noticed that the thing is now increasing. Mm. So the pain was much. So I couldn't sit, but it was my fellow sister that helped me to sit down.
You told me today now.
Yes. So as I just said, check your body. I checked. The first thing I noticed that the pain reduced.
Hmm.
I was like, I'm not sure. I will not come out and give the testimony. You prayed again. You go and check your body. I said, I'm not going. So when Harut finished giving her testimony, she now asked me, have you checked? I said, I've checked before. She said, go and check again. So I entered the toilet. I touched it. I was like, Jesus, I'm healed.
And are you healed now? It's permanent. The devil is a liar. Take your hands off. Jesus. Bring that baby. Let me touch. What's her name? Onyine. How are you? Attention, I prophesy over your life. Listen, I prophesy favor over your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I abolish the days of mistake, costly mistakes that has robbed you of seasons of spiritual investments. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy over your life that the years that the locust and cankerworm have eaten, that there will be a restoration. In the name of Jesus. 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 And the Lord will give you grace to live the days that is ahead of you. That the Lord will keep you consistent. In Jesus' mighty name.